My neighborhood seems to be hopping lately. I got an email last week from a woman named Lynn who had made a fascinating observation. She wrote, "Hi, Laura. Driving through Lakeside mid-mornings, I noticed an unfamiliar phenomenon. Crows were chasing squirrels across Superior Street in front of my car. I noticed this many times, stopping each time. While driving back from town, I noticed the squirrels dead in the road, same spots, and the crows on top of them having a meal. I believe the crows were smart enough to know a car would eventually run them down and provide the supper for that day. Have you witnessed this?" Later, Lynn sent some additional information, quote, "Actually, now that I think about it, it may be the same pair of crows. I saw them chasing squirrels on London Road twice originally. Then I saw them chasing squirrels on Superior Street by the Lakeside Milk House twice, as the crow flies just up the avenue. The squirrels were gray squirrels every time, and the crows were right on them, the squirrels with their tails literally tucked behind. I've never seen anything like it. Every time the bird chased the squirrel into the road, the bird at Lakeside Milk House chased the squirrel out from behind the dumpster even. I have seen them on the dead prey three times, every time in the same area. Might be fun to watch and see if my theory is correct or if it was just a coincidence." End quote. Crows are extraordinarily intelligent birds, and I suspect Lynn is probably correct that these particular ones have learned to chase squirrels into a busy road, trying to get them killed for a meal. I won't call it an easy meal because it does take energy and skill to chase squirrels in a specific direction and keep them away from trees, but it's a lot easier than chasing the squirrel and killing it yourself. In order to figure this out, though, crows would first need to recognize the squashed meals they get at roadsides as coming from the same animals that they see alive. That would be an easy association, since many times the distinctive squirrel tail flaps about on roadkill. Then the crows would need to observe live squirrels being transformed into dead ones by cars. They spend enough time sitting on the power lines along Superior Street and London Road that I'm sure they've made that observation. A couple of years ago, when we had a huge warbler fallout one fall, crows and blue jays started collecting at least a couple of busy intersections and dropping down at every red light to take up any little warblers that happened to have been hit during the previous light cycle. It wouldn't be much of a leap after that for crows to figure out how to take matters into their own wings and start chasing live squirrels to where cars are most likely to turn them into meals. I've posted this on my blog, asking for anyone who may have observed this elsewhere to send reports. If you notice crows chasing squirrels into busy roads, please let me know. Send me an email at laura@binoculars.com. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.